Welcome to Season 8 of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping coaches, teachers, and leaders of all types become their best through the use of quotes. I'm your host, Scott Rosberg. Each week, we'll discuss inspirational, impactful, and motivational quotes to help you become your best as you work to lead your teams to become their best. So make sure you've laced them up tight, you're focused on your target, and you're ready to dive in to today's great quotes for coaches. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And today we continue on we're not in any kind of a series right now. We just continue on with great quotes, hence the name of the podcast, right? But today I'm going to give you 7 quotes, all with one kind of focus, I guess we'll say. So I was thinking about doing each of them separately, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try to do all of them together as one, so it'll give you numerous quotes to choose from if you're working with your teams and using these quotes that I bring you each week, if you're using them with your teams. In fact, you could do one a day if you are with your team 7 days a week. Otherwise, you can pick out a couple, or you can do it the way that I do them in our core covenants. I just put a lot of these quotes at the bottom. I put a variety of quotes at the bottom of the page that I hand out to my team. And the page is usually, it's about one of our core covenants. So this year, like team first, respect, discipline, and trust, those were our 4 team core covenants. And so I would hand out a sheet with, you know, the focus being, let's say, team first attitude. And we talk about team first attitude, and then at the bottom of the page, I have a variety of quotes that deal with that. Well, today's quotes, these 7, it would be interesting to see how you would work them in with your team. But these are great for you to work with your kids, but they're great for you because they are about you. That's what all of them focus on, you. I'd say not the letter U, but I would be lying if I said that because the very first quote does start with that. You'll see what I mean in a minute. So anyway, every one of these will have a focus on you as a person and as a human being. And they're great to remind us about where our focus needs to be as we continue to work to become the best versions of ourselves that we can be. So let's start with the first one, which I just had sent to me this morning by my sister-in-law. So thank you, Lori. I appreciate you sending me. She gets quotes at the start of each week from her team leader in her, this is what's so cool. She works in the insurance industry. I think she's called a claims adjuster. And yet, she's part of a team. And every week, her team leader, I don't know if it's her boss or not, but I don't know if that's exactly what the person is, sends out a quote, you know, that she thinks is going to be kind of inspirational or motivational. And oftentimes, Lori will forward those on to me and let me know that, hey, here's a cool one. And I've used numerous ones of them with you before. And so she sent this one, and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have to use this one at some point because it fits right in with the name of my company, Slam Dunk Success. And I thought, oh, this is going to fit right in with the quotes that I'm doing today. And so here we go. The first one is, success all depends on the second letter, you. I'm not sure where it came from. The only person that, because then I got online and kind of did a search, is somebody, I think somebody's written a book or a pamphlet or whatever with that as the title, and her name is Candace Wright. But there was no other attribution to this. So I'm not sure who first said this, but it's great. Success all depends on the second letter, you. If you want to have success, It's going to start with you. What are you going to do to create the success in your life that you are seeking? You know, well, get after it. It's time for you to do what you need to do to create what kind of success in life you want. So thank you, Lori. Thank you to Lori's team leader for sending that out this morning and getting a chance for us to kick off today's episode. The next one comes from a somewhat famous person, Beyonce. and I'm a 63-year-old man, and if I know who Beyonce is, I imagine the entire world knows who Beyonce is. Beyonce Knowles Carter is the complete attribution. Of course, she's one of the most famous singer-songwriters in the world. She says, "Your self-worth is determined by you. You don't have to depend on someone telling you who you are." Man, that is so important. Don't let other people put you in a box. Don't let other people tell you, hey, this is what you are or who you are or who you need to be. You determine your own self-worth. And I love this. I would venture a guess to say she probably was also talking to young girls in this world. You know, as Beyonce has become, you know, a mega, absolute mega superstar. I mean, you know, probably as famous a person as there is on the planet, with the only possible exception being Taylor Swift, another young superstar woman who is also prone to tell the world and tell young girls these types of messages. And it's so important that they hear these, because you get to be who you want to be. You determine what you want to become and who you are. You don't have to let other people. And of course, in our male-dominated world, the way it has been, so often it's men telling women who they need to be and what they need to be. That's such a crock. And so I love this quote from Beyonce. Your self-worth is determined by you. And I love it for men too, and for young boys too. You know, it's up to you to determine that. Don't let other kids, don't let other people, don't let the rest of the world tell you who you should be. I have struggled with this. You know, as I said, I'm a 63-year-old man and I struggle with this. You know, worried too much about what other people think of me and then not being, letting myself become who I want to be based on that. And so really understand that how important it is to recognize you determine your own self-worth. You know, you don't need others telling you who you are. Great quote from Beyonce. Now we go way back in time. These next few are going to go way back in time. Okay, the next two will. And then a little later, another one. And way back is only to the 1800s. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who I've quoted numerous times before. One of my favorite authors to teach when I was an English teacher. He said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us." He was so good with words. And he's right. Okay, we worry so much about, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that. And things in the past that, and the regrets we have, very common. I get it. And it's easy for us to do that. And then we worry so much about our future. Where are we going? What's going to happen? Oh my gosh, I've got this major thing happening. Like I'm getting ready to do to get our boys basketball banquet this week, and you know, I'm worried about all of the preparation for it. And I always want to do a good job, and you should do what you can to make sure you're doing the best you can at the things you're doing. But what lies in the past and what lies out in the future is small compared to what we have within us. And not to toot my own horn, but the fact that I am worried about doing a good job at the banquet is inside of me. And so that is a good thing. Okay. What lies within me is this desire to do my best for my players and their family who will be there. I want to make sure that we have the right tone set. It was a difficult season, so I need to find the positives while at the same time laying a foundation for the future if we're going to turn things around, you know. And so what lies within me right now is this burning desire to create a great program for our kids. And so, yes, that's, you know, we're dealing with what happened in the past, and I'm dealing with what's out in the future. But if I didn't have this within me, it wouldn't take on as big a role, is one way for me to look at this. So, so it's so important who we are. It goes back to Beyonce. Your self-worth is determined by you. Okay. Well, what happened in your past, what's going to happen in your future aren't nearly as important as what you have inside you. Great quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Here's one that I first saw this. I know I saw this a while back. And then I had it in, I'm getting some of these quotes from passiton.com. Highly recommend you get on there and get on there. I don't know if it's a newsletter or what, but each day you'll get quotes from them. You know what? Don't get on there and do that, because you'll see a lot of the quotes I'm using. So maybe I don't want you to do that. But anyway, saw this one, I don't know how long ago, a few months ago. It was like, oh, that's a good one. I'm going to have to use that at some point. So check this out. Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself. It's from Jalal ad-Din Rumi, hopefully I said that right, a Persian poet and mystic from the 1200s. So I said we were going way back. Well, okay, Emerson in the 1800s was back. This is way back. And even back then, listen to what this guy's saying. Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself. That concept of being clever, that's such a double-edged sword. It's good to be clever, you know, to have the ability to create and think quickly on the fly, and to have a mind that is constantly at work and trying to seek new things. That's good. And it made him want to change the world. But then as he grew older and he became, you know, more wise, you know, wisdom is different than knowledge. You can know a lot of things and not be wise. And that, maybe I'm going to have to do some quotes on that, because I've seen some recently on that. Well, this was one of them, but I've seen others. But this concept of wisdom, today I'm wise. As I get older, hopefully as you grow older, you learn things that, oh man, I thought I knew it all, or I thought I knew this. And pretty soon it's like, maybe I didn't know as much as I thought. Well, as you get older and you get some wisdom, you learn that you don't need to change the world. Yeah, I mean, we want to change the world. I did a whole series on called Change Your World from John Maxwell's book. But the first way you're going to change your world is to change yourself. And that is such an important idea. And I, like I said, I did a 10-part series in here. Go back. Oh, I was doing that back in, I think, last November. I think that's when it was. October, November, December. Anyway, check that out. Really good stuff. And might have been last spring, now that I'm thinking about it. I can't remember for sure. Really good stuff, though. Yeah, I think now that I think about it, maybe it was last spring when I did the Change Your World quotes. And but that was John Maxwell. It was, you know, you want to change the world? Change your world. And it starts with you. Everything we're talking about today, it starts with you. So I love this quote the first time I heard it. Once today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself. Next one comes from another female mega superstar singer, just from the 80s and 90s more. And I know Madonna is still performing, still singing, but, you know, obviously her big heyday was in the 80s and 90s. But she has a great quote here. No matter who you are, no matter what you did, no matter where you've come from, you can always change to become a better version of yourself. Great quote, Madonna, and I'm assuming this came from more recent times, because I'm sure she has gone through her share of changes. I'm sure that, you know, I would imagine, I should say, that this is what she's talking about. And this is what, you know, musicians often do. If they want to continue to have careers, they continue to change and work at trying different things and becoming better versions of themselves. Yeah, I've always thought it's tough for bands and musicians because they put out a great album. I think about back when I was in high school, the band Boston came out, you know, and had that their great breakthrough hit, More Than a Feeling. You young people, go back and check out some Boston songs, and you'll More Than a Feeling was their first hit. And then that album was gigantic. Their second album came out, and people said, it just sounds like the first one. Okay, all right. So what people are saying is, hey, let's see you grow. Let's see you change a little. Let's see something different. Then what happens when artists change and do something different? They get crushed for it. You know, my guy, Bruce Springsteen, all of a sudden, 1982, he comes out with a totally acoustic album called Nebraska. And a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, where's Born to Run? Born in the USA came out after Nebraska. Where's Born to Run? Where's that kind of stuff? Where's the rock and roll? You know, Neil Young changes all the time, you know, and other people don't, and they get crushed for it. And those who do get crushed for it. So I think Madonna's quote here is a great one. Just continue to do things to become better versions of yourself. And in order to do that, you're going to need to change. You're going to need to, it's how you grow, you know, and really isn't growth what we're kind of should be all about? Continuing to grow. I love it. Great quote, Madonna. Next one, again, we go back in time a bit, Helen Keller. And of course, one of the most famous people ever in America. All that she overcame in terms of being deaf and blind. And yet, oh gosh, she's had so many great quotes. I used to teach the play The Miracle Worker and about her. And it was actually more about the woman who, the young girl, I guess, who tried to help her, Annie Sullivan. I think that's what her name was. It's been a long time since I taught The Miracle Worker. But Helen Keller, you see quotes from her all the time. Well, here's a great one. A bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. Okay. Now, it sounds like we're talking about the road here, right? And moving down a path. But who's it focused on? You. Okay, you're going to come to bends in the road all the time, forks in the road. Okay, Robert Frost, one of my favorite poet probably. You know, the road not taken. Two roads diverged in a wood. You know, ultimately I took the one less traveled by was what he talks about. But the idea is you're going to come to forks in your road and bends in the road, as Helen Keller put it here. But that's not the end of the road. Okay, it only is the end of the road if you just go straight. Boom, you run into something. You run off the road. Okay? That's not what you want to do. Take the bend and see where it takes you is one way people would put it. I would say take the bend, take the curve, and start moving ahead and looking ahead and going, ooh, here's where I can go. Plus, get out a map. Okay? Now I sound like the old guy because I'm saying get out a map. Okay. Go to your, you know, Apple or Google Maps or whatever maps thing you use, all right? And look and figure out where you're going ahead of time so that you know where the bends in the road are going to happen, right? But I love this idea. You know, it's not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn and you just go off the road. So now some would go, oh, but that's where all the adventure lies when you get off the road. Okay, fine. Different kind of quote. Because the way I'm seeing this is you're crashing if you're going off of this road, okay? Anyway, great quote from Helen Keller. We're going to wrap it up with something that I've talked about so often, goals. And this one by another, back in those 1800 days, a contemporary of Ralph Waldo Emerson's, a friend of Ralph Waldo Emerson's, a guy who Ralph Waldo Emerson was kind of his mentor in many ways, Henry David Thoreau. Another great American author. And he says, what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. Now, that's how I have it here. It might be who you become by achieving your goals. Either way, such a great quote. What you get, I mean, you're going to set goals, okay? I've told you, you need to set goals. We talked about this numerous times in the now 4 years, I think it is, of this podcast. I talk about it with players. I talk about it in my blog posts. I talk about setting goals in my videos. What you get by achieving your goals, you're going to want it. You're going after things. That's great. You need to get those things. It's what you're after, right? But that's not nearly as important as who you become, what you become when you achieve your goals. The growth, you know, I go back to Jalal ad-Din Rumi, you know, today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself. He gained wisdom. And so he decided, oh, he realized, I got to change myself. Madonna, you can always change to become a better version of yourself. Emerson, the things that lie within us are what's most important. Beyonce, your self-worth is determined by you. And so Thoreau, what you get by achieving your goals, sure, that's great. But it's not as great, not as important as who you become, what you become in the process of achieving your goals. Oh, I love that. And this is one of the things I try to teach my players. We're going to seek our goals. We're going to try and get after whatever our goals might be. And I will have, production and results-oriented goals with our team, you know, getting to the state tournament and certain, you know, conference championships, things like that. More often, though, I like to focus. I have those as goals, but I like to focus on the process goals, the things that will get us to those state championship types of things, or those regional championships, divisional championship, whatever your state, you know, has in the steps along the way, right? Yeah, I like to have those. It's good to have results-oriented goals, but I like to focus then on the process. So, hard work every day. Now, even that's a little too broad. You want to get even more specific, but focus on the process. You know, have the goals out there, the results-oriented goals, absolutely, but then also have process-oriented goals, because the process-oriented goals are going to help you become more than you are right now. And then when you achieve the regional, divisional, whatever it is you have, championship, or you achieve the, you know, you beat a certain team or whatever it might be, whatever your process, production goal is. Yes, that's important. That's great when you achieve those. But who you've become through the process of getting there is actually far more important, because then you take that and you can continue to grow, continue to develop, and continue to set bigger results-oriented goals, right? And so you just keep growing and you just keep getting better and better and better. Oh, these are so good. And they all focus on you. So I hope you've liked these seven. Like I said, I could have done each of them individually, but I went here. This will end up being about 25 minutes. And I think that it's been a good 25 minutes, because each of these you can take and work with your teams, but you, focused on you, can also take and work on yourself. Use them to the best of your abilities to become the best you that you can be. Use them to the best of your abilities to help your kids, help your teams, whatever kind of team you're coaching. Help them become the best that they can be. Great quotes. That's what we're all about here. And we'll have more of them for you coming up. Hey, if you're still, like I'm doing my awards night this week, if you still have yours coming up, don't forget that I have a book called Senior Salute for you to give to your senior athletes at the end of seasons. And you can go to slamdunksuccess.com to find that, or you can go to Amazon. But you can slamdunksuccess.com, and I send it out by priority mail. So if you're interested in that, make sure you check that out. And then I'll be telling you, don't forget about Inspiration for the Graduate as we get closer to graduations, which is also along the same lines. That's the one that it all started with. So anyway, just wanted to give you that heads up, that reminder, because that's all about great quotes as well. So what do we got next week for you? Oh, again, a secret. Well, I got a couple options, and so I'm still working to see which of the two I'm gonna go with. So you'll find out if you come back next week to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast, and I will talk to you then. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please do me a favor and leave a rating and a review, and then subscribe to the podcast. Ratings and reviews and subscriptions are really helpful in getting more ears and more listeners getting a chance to hear podcasts. What we want to do is spread the messages of hope and inspiration from these great quotes to as many coaches, teachers, parents, and leaders of all types as possible. Also, check out our Slam Dunk Success site at slamdunksuccess.com and the Slam Dunk Success YouTube channel, where we have much more for you to help you on your road and your journey to success. I look forward to serving you again next time with another great quote for coaches.